News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
First of all, Gardaí are going to be on board buses across Dublin as part of a commitment to improve safety on public transport. We've been asking for this for a long time because we know antisocial behaviour is on the rise. And I'm just wondering, is this as supposed to kind of take our mind off the idea that we should have a dedicated transport police? And what message is it sending, Ciara?
You weren't overly impressed with the idea of the guards boarding the buses.
I think it's stupid, because what you're going to do is you're going to be taking Gardaí probably off units that could be doing other things, and they're going to have to get on board a bus, travel between two or three stops, get off, get on another bus, and all it's going to do is make people go, oh, there's a guard. And it's the same. They did the same thing here in Cork recently, because there's now going to be guards stationed in the Mercy Hospital in Cork to try and crack down on
this
the antisocial
behaviour.
This
is in the ED, is it?
In the ED, in the emergency department, yeah. And I'm sitting there going, this is an absolute waste of time, because we're taking a guard that could be doing something else and putting them there in the expectation something might happen. And I would prefer if we as a society gave our heads a little bit of a rattle and started to deal with the issues behind the antisocial behaviour. Yeah, as opposed to taking guards off the street when they could be investigating other things.
I couldn't disagree with you more insofar as that. By the way, I think it is important to deal with the causes of things like antisocial behaviour, but I don't think it's an either or. I think it's a both. And unfortunately, dealing with things like the causes of antisocial behaviour, poverty, disenfranchised youth, all that kind of stuff, it takes generations to actually unravel. So we need guards as well to keep us safe. I am a huge believer in a Garda presence. I think Dublin changed utterly in the run-up to Christmas after the riots here, because there was guards everywhere, and the city went from feeling a bit dodgy and a bit sketchy to much, much safer. I love when I am in a foreign country, like I'm in, you know, somewhere like Barcelona, and you're out at night on the streets and there are guards with those big jeeps and men walking around in you know, the polizia uniform, and you know that if something kicks off, it's safe. And I think our EDs can be dangerous, and I think, you know, our transport can be dangerous. I think this is a good idea. What else are guards supposed to be doing other than being on the beat wherever the beat is necessary?
And 99% of the time, they're going to be standing around doing nothing because there isn't something happening. This is the idea, and we've had this before. We need police on street corners. Back to the days when they didn't have radios and they used to have to stand there waiting for things to happen.
Oh yeah, they used to have little huts and everything, yeah. You know, all
and that. We are well past that now. We have an effective modern police force. And what good is a guard standing on the 33 when the fight is breaking out on the 45?
Yeah, they can't be everywhere all at once, but a visible Garda presence and the knowledge that guards could pop up on your bus, I think, is a good thing. I really do.
Well, do you think it would settle your nerves if you were getting on the bus or going to the emergency department? We'll be talking to Dublin Bus about this later on. Are we failing to deal with the actual issue, which is why these people are behaving the way they are? 53106 for your text messages for 30 cents. You can WhatsApp us 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.